With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Virginia voters have now given the green light to a congressional redistricting plan. It would help Democrats win up to four additional House seats in the midterms coming up this fall. However, their vote may not be the final say because the question still faces legal challenges, including for the state Supreme Court. President Trump has agreed to extend the ceasefire with Iran. More on the story from White House correspondent Greg Plugston.
The president says the United States is extending the ceasefire at the request of Pakistani officials. He writes on social media that the U.S. military will not attack Iran as its leaders come up with a unified proposal to end the war. In the meantime, however, the president says the U.S. will continue its blockade of all Iranian ports. Greg Plugston, Washington.
President Trump participating in the Marathon Bible Reading event Tuesday. It's going on all week. During that event, live stream from the Museum of the Bible in Washington, the president read a passage from 2 Chronicles.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land.
Dozens of volunteers are reading the Bible throughout the week in the nation's capital. One U.S. official says two Americans killed in a vehicle crash as they returned from destroying a clandestine drug lab in northern Mexico over the weekend were both working for the CIA. That accident also killed two Mexican investigators. This is SRN News. A correspondent, Michael Harrington, says Samaritan's Purse beginning to minister in the Midwest.
Multiple tornadoes hammered the region over the weekend and help is needed. Samaritan's Purse has volunteer cleanup teams at work and a group of chaplains are also on hand to deliver spiritual comfort. Officials in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Minnesota say the violent weather has caused a lot of property damage and rendered a number of roads impassable. April, May, and June are peak tornado season in the Midwest, and more storms are expected. Michael Harrington reporting.
British police investigating whether a series of arson attacks on Jewish sites in London are the work of Iranian proxies. Police say counter-terror officers are probing the attacks on synagogues and other sites linked to the Jewish community. No one has been injured in those fires, the latest of which caused minor damage to a synagogue in North London. This is SRN News. They are billionaires, Michael and Susan Dell, and they are forking over $750 million to the University of Texas.
The gift promises to improve patient care through artificial intelligence and increase healthcare options for the booming state capital. It will be used for the UT Dell Medical Center, projected to open in 2030 as the crown jewel of a new 300-plus-acre advanced research campus. University officials say the donation makes a couple of first UT donors to ever give more than $1 billion. Bob Agner reporting.
An explosion at a Texas oil well site setting off a huge fire leading to evacuations, but no injuries have been reported. Nacogdoches County Sheriff's Office says several residents were forced to evacuate their homes, others told to shelter in place. Fire was still burning throughout most of Tuesday. More details, srnnews.com.